And here we have our Higgsfield.ai create version. So we got a 5 second clip here of our snowboarder with this object POV camera angle. And honestly, I think it would place in like second or third place of our competition so far. It's not perfect. It's got some weird things going on in the background. And I think we could probably get somewhere closer with different motions and POVs. In the interest of getting tonight's episode up and published for everybody, we're going to cut it there for the Higgsfield.ai create demo. Again, I think with a little bit more fine tuning, we have a potential second or third place, even maybe a contender for the test right now. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today has officially been deemed the day of anxiously awaiting new AI. First, the Midjourney V7 that was rumored to have been scheduled for release today, which I saw somewhere, but I also saw that it might not be until later into the week, which apparently is the case. Apologies for stirring that pot yesterday when I teased that as today's episode. We unfortunately will not be able to cover Midjourney V7 tonight. It has not been released as of my knowledge yet, but rest assured, as soon as it is available, it will be covered on our humble little AI Marketing Navigator show. On top of that, a few hours ago at the beginning of the day, Runway announced the launch of their new video generation model, Gen 4. We have tested Runway a couple different times on this show and talked about it in multiple episodes. And when it was announced that Gen 4 was available to all paid users, I was super pumped and super excited to get into it and record an episode on that tonight. But thus far, I have been utterly disappointed. I do not have access yet, apparently, and hopefully I'm not the only one. It still says soon for my availability on Gen 4. So I am going to cautiously tease that as tomorrow's episode, assuming that we get access here overnight or into tomorrow. Again, this is assuming, seen as the rollout was apparently taking place all day today, maybe it hasn't quite completed yet, hopefully. So a day anxiously spent waiting for Midjourney V7 for Runway Gen 4. So just major AI FOMO on the AI Marketing Navigator today. All that to say, we needed some video generation to fill in that FOMO tonight. And I saw a tool trending on X that we have talked about before, but it is well worth a revisit now. We talked about it pretty early on in the show and early on in this tool's lifespan, and that is Higgsfield.ai. Initially, we talked about their platform that was called Real Magic, R-E-E-L, Magic, which was an AI video suite, essentially, and it kind of automated tasks into categories. And it very much presented those categories as agents that took responsibility for individual parts of a video production from a single prompt. At the time, we only talked about the features, but tonight we were able to dive in a little bit and test out just a few of the features, at least to give you an idea of what they look like. But we are also going to test an alternative video creation method or mode within Higgsfield that is kind of a simpler short form generation tool, which is just their create option. And this is geared, again, much more towards a casual AI creator, where Real Magic is kind of geared towards a more professional video editor, kind of a full suite of capabilities that more long form video, essentially. So there are two distinct video creation experiences now available from Higgsfield.ai, one very in-depth and one very quick, meant for more rapid generations. And we're gonna compare each of these features and experiences tonight, as well as test them out a little bit to the best extent that we can. So let's go ahead and get into it. First, let's just break down the tools kind of by comparing their basic functionalities. Again, Higgsfield AI, the create tool versus Real Magic. In the case of the create tool, it's essentially a three-step process. You select your image, you select your motion type or a camera shot, and you combine these elements into a short form video up to 10 seconds. In contrast, Real Magic is, again, a more comprehensive video production suite, and that can create short films, as they call it, up to 10 minutes from a text prompt. And we cover this in our first episode on Real Magic. It basically automates all those tasks into the following roles: script writing, character design, scene creation, video generation, sound effects, and lip syncing. As far as customization goes, it appears there's a great deal more within Real Magic than the Higgsfield AI create tool. You can do things like edit scripts, generate individual characters or scenes, adjust sound elements or storyboarding. I will say in the demo that we did tonight, we were somewhat limited for time, but you do need to spend a little bit more time in the in the Real Magic Suite to kind of get the output that you're looking for. We just did a very short and sweet demo just to give you an idea of what it looks like. But again, definitely need some refinement to get the high quality production level output that I think we'd be looking for in the case of Real Magic. But there are much more options for customization in the Real Magic than the Create option, which is pretty limited in comparison. You can really just edit the input image or the motion of the camera. So again, one, much more casual, short form content geared in the case of the Create option. The other, much more long form geared towards quote unquote short films or professional producers or commercials, for instance. So as a marketer, as an AI marketing navigator, keep that in mind with your use cases for these tools. I think they've covered the bases pretty well at Hakesfield. The Create option is great for, you know, organic social media posts or quick clips that can grab attention in a social feed as users are scrolling. And in the case of Real Magic, you know, professional video content creation, TV commercials, high-end production, B-roll, things like that. So definitely covering a few marketing bases as far as tools go from Hakesfield.ai. Okay, so first things first, let's cover the Real Magic platform once again, and this time we'll actually get to explore the tool a little bit and demo it as much as we can for free anyway. And we didn't have a chance to do that in our first episode about Hakesfield. You can access this by going to HakesfieldAI.com, which you're seeing right now on the screen if you're watching along. And then right up in the upper right-hand corner, you can click Try Real Magic, and that'll prompt you to sign into the Real Magic tool. And it's a little bit different of an interface here, which is what you're seeing now if you're watching along on video. And again, we'll go through both of these creation processes and we'll talk about how they're different here. And you can see here that it is pretty familiar to the other generators that we've seen so far. One main difference is that you can actually train your own model as well. You're seeing that option up here in the upper right-hand corner. And I believe you are required to actually train your own model in some of the use cases, particularly the use case of creating a brand ad, as you're seeing right down here. Below the generation or the text input field for the homepage generation, which is what we're going to test out, you have several options that they prompt you with. You can create script to movie. It says turn your idea or script into an AI-generated movie. You have those brand ads, and this is where if you select that, it's going to prompt you to train your own model with some product photos or unique visual style to use in those ads. We're not going to get that deep into the demoing today. We're just going to try this generator right here on the homepage to see if it can create something that we can test with against the other generators with our snowboarding demo or a snowboarding test that we've given it in the past. Okay, back to the options that it gives you here. Storyboard is another one. POV is another type of video you can create. They do have their own AI image generator as well, so you can do that, and then AI video generation too. Lastly is some of the community created models. So these are models that have been trained by the community, as I understand it. So you can explore, create, and share with AI creators is what it says here below community models. So what I think I will do is we're going to try and apply our little AI marketing navigator dynamic motion test that we've applied to other video generators to the two different options that Hakesfield gives us tonight. So I'm going to ask it here to make a commercial for maybe like a snowboarding jacket is what I thought. So a commercial video for a snowboarding jacket on a snowboarder. I thought I'd try and prompt it to actually do something with a dynamic snowboarder motion and not just a jacket hanging up in a closet or something like that, for instance. So we'll see if we can get away with a generation that does that for free here. And then in the case of the create option for Hakesfield AI, we'll see if we can get a image and motion combination that is comparable to what we have generated so far in the past. For dynamic snowboarding type videos. And if you've seen any of those episodes, you know just how difficult that can be for these models. Okay, one thing to note though is that there is a slight difference between going with the homepage generator here, which was what we're gonna test, versus one of these other options. For instance, if you were to click script to movie instead of the homepage generator, it's actually gonna prompt you to select a style out of five existing styles. Those are cartoon, cinematic, AI executive, I believe, retro anime, and default. And you can kind of cycle through a few different examples of each one. Again, you're seeing that right now if you're watching along on video. So you select your style you would like to use for your generation. And that's the case for script to movie or storyboard or POV or AI video generation. But you don't have to select your style here. At least it doesn't appear so in the homepage generator, which is what we're going to do. And what we're going to use, you do select the length, and it goes from anywhere from 15 seconds to 180 seconds. So I think we'll just go somewhere in between to try and keep the rate down or the wait time down as well. Maybe we'll go 60 second video, a minute long. and see if we get any footage of a snowboarder riding or using our jacket. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and generate this, and we will see what we get for our commercial for our snowboarding jacket with Real Magics. And okay, so we do get the same options to select a style for our video. So I'm just going to go ahead and select cinematic. What do you want to do next? Create a blank storyboard, enter your script, or generate me a script. So let's just generate a script. So it looks like it's going to take us through each of the steps or kind of the roles or responsibilities of the platform. So let's generate a script. It's going to do that for us. What type of script do you need? Commercial. Okay, and it's thinking and generating a script. I'll skip ahead if necessary here, of course. Okay, and here we have our script, and I'm pretty impressed, actually. And it does appear that it's going to try and give us some footage of a snowboarder actually riding a snowboard. For just a little taste of this script, for anybody who's not watching along on video, you have it's starting with exterior mountainside, first light, snow glistens, sky still pink with dawn. A lone snowboarder steps onto fresh powder, his stance is steady, eyes locked on the slope. Clothes on the snowboarder's jacket, bold sleek material, frost clings, then slides away. And it goes on to describe his descent in a montage as well. So I'm pretty impressed, and I hope that it does something comparable to the script that it has at least proposed for us. So now it says create storyboard, so let's go ahead and create a storyboard. Again, I'll jump ahead if necessary. Okay, and then sure enough, we do need a paid subscription to get this. And they do a very nice job of proposing your brand and your product and everything. But you can see that they're proposing a name of Snowstead Innovator, which I don't know if that really makes sense or not, but the graphic here is pretty cool. Anyway, we are going to just get the lowest subscription here. So stand by, and we're going to see if we can create something to the effect of this script, because I think it would be pretty interesting. If they can pull it off, then it's definitely the winner of our AI video generation test thus far. And we are all set to generate now. We're going to retry and generate this storyboard. The one thing you should note, and we went over the pricing for this way back when we did our first episode, but I'm going to link to that page again for everybody. In the pricing details, I realized that they're using an API into a few different video generation models, a couple of which we tested, I believe, with our snowboarding prompt already, things like Minimax or Kling. I know we tested Kling. It didn't appear to be tapping into Sora or anything from what I could tell from the pricing page, but we'll see if their technology on top of those APIs is able to do something different or more effective anyway with the storyboard and with the script and all of that type of stuff. And we'll see if we can get a better generation. Anyway, let's go ahead and generate our storyboard for Snowstead Innovator, our snowboarding jacket company. Okay, retry. And it gives us an estimated wait time of 5 minutes. It says AI agents are working on story consistency. So again, we're relatively familiar with the abilities of the models that they're tapping into here. And again, if you didn't check out the video where we compared those models, they all fell somewhat short. I believe it was Kling who was the winner, and even that wasn't quite perfect. Again, these dynamic motion videos are very difficult. So I'll be impressed if they're able to do something different utilizing those models with their tool here. So anyway, about 5 minutes left apparently. So stand by, we'll cut ahead to when we have our storyboard. Okay, and we are going to multitask at our finest here at the AI Marketing Navigator tonight. Well, that is generating in Real Magic, that storyboard. We're gonna hop over into just the create option on Higgsfield.ai right now, which is what you're seeing. Again, we have all these motion controls. And anybody who's watching on video, again, you can see each of these motion controls, really just camera shots. And I went ahead and count them for you. It looks like there's 49 of them. And again, I just counted that once, so it might not be exact, but something to the effect of almost 50 different motion controls that you can apply to your input images. And you can see here, there are examples of each of these motion controls on the screen that you can just hover over. To give you an idea, again, if you're not watching along on video, these are things like 360 orbit or action run, buckle up. There's one specifically for basketball dunks, which I find entertaining, but also very specific camera shots like dolly in, dolly left, dolly out, dolly right, dolly zoom in, lots of dollies. Obviously, common camera angles and shots done with dolly systems. Anyway, that's just a few of them. There's things like wrap flex or robo arm or snorri cam, lots of different options to test out. Definitely check out Higgsfield.ai and Real Magic, guys, for sure. So again, I think what we will do here is do our best to apply our video generation test of our snowboard that I was hoping to test out today with Runway Gen 4, but we'll test it here with the motion controls as well here in Higgsfield. So I've actually gone ahead and generated an image of a snowboarder on a half pipe using the ChatGPT native image generation, and we just did an episode on that as well. Just asked it to generate a photorealistic image of a snowboarder in a half pipe. I'll go ahead and share that tab right now. Here's the result that we got. I think it turned out pretty good, all things considered. So I'm going to use that as an input image to Higgsfield.ai for our image. And I think the motion that I'm going to try out swapping back to Higgs field here is, well, a couple of them maybe. There's a few of them that I think would work. One is object POV, and that's the one we're looking at right here. So maybe having either the snowboarder be the object or the snowboard be the object. There's some other ones like car grip as well. Maybe action run is another one here. There was another one I saw that was first person view drone, FPV drone, I believe it was. I just passed it, I think. Oh yeah, right here, FPV drones. There are a few different options. Let's start with the object POV. We'll go ahead and click generate, and here it kind of gives you the steps again. Step one, choose motion. Step two, add image. Step three, get video. So it shows you here in our image to video generator what motion you have selected. This is kind of cool. It actually literally gives you the example of the motion right here in the tool. And then it asks you to upload your image. And you can give it a prompt as well to give it some direction, which we will most definitely do. There's some advanced settings for the duration. Looks like the options are 3 seconds or 5 seconds. You can apply a seed to it or just have it auto seeded. And then lastly, a couple options, CFG and steps. I think that's likely, and they are sliders, likely something to the effect of the adherence to the prompt or the stability. Maybe the steps is like the adherence to the prompt, the step side of things. Depending on the quality of the generation, we may have to do a deeper dive into the docs and figure out what CFG and steps are. But for our purposes, we'll just go ahead and crank out our test. I'm going to upload that image right now. And as usual, what I've done is I've actually went over to Claude and asked Claude to help me craft this prompt. So I actually gave Claude the image. I gave it the camera shot, the object POV, and I asked it to kind of make the object in this sense, the snowboarder. We'll see if that works or not. I might have to try out a different one of these POVs or one of these motions to perhaps get a better result, but let's take that and generate for our first test here. Okay, that is in the queue, so let's switch back now to our storyboard. We'll see if we made any progress on that, and it looks like it's still creating our storyboard, working on the consistency. I check my tasks up here. It says it's still creating the storyboard and it's in process. It has charged me some credits, so it looks like we're in the process of creating that storyboard. Let's hop back over to the other tool. Looks like we're still in the queue, so we are waiting, guys, for the results. Stand by and we'll cut ahead to when we can do some comparison of the two options here. And here we have our Higgsfield.ai create version. So we got a 5 second clip here of our snowboarder with this object POV camera angle. And honestly, I think it would place in like second or third place of our competition so far. It's not perfect. It's got some weird things going on in the background. And I think we could probably get somewhere closer with different motions and POVs. In the interest of getting tonight's episode up and published for everybody, we're going to cut it there for the Higgsfield.ai create demo. Again, I think with a little bit more fine tuning, we have a potential second or third place, even maybe a contender for the test right now with the create option. Let's hop over into the Real Magic option now, and we can see what we've generated as far as our storyboard. And you can kind of get why this is a little bit different of a tool. What it's actually done is generated several images for us with this storyboard, and it gives you a bunch of options to essentially go through and animate the images that you want to, and you can put them together, you can string together these animations, and that's how you get your commercial. Now, I will say there is some shortcomings when it comes to the character consistency that I'm seeing across the frames. The first two frames kind of switch colors of the jacket as well. So definitely some things that need some tightening up. I am seeing some odd images mixed in here with the snowboarding gear. Again, you're seeing all of this along with me if you're watching on video. But I think the use case here is to, you know, select the images that do make sense and kind of have that consistency with your product, with your character, with the setting that you're looking for. Animate those and tie them together. I think what we'll do is we'll find a few of the images that we're actually testing kind of our dynamic prompt. One in particular where the snowboarder was dropping into what looked like a massive half pipe that would have been very terrifying. There's one also where our snowboarder is flying in the air over a half pipe. Let's animate a couple of these and see what happens with the Real Magic tool. So I will go ahead and animate this one now. When you select animate, it's going to throw it into the little prompt window that's now in the lower right-hand corner of our co-pilot option. There's a manual option as well where you can do some editing to the actual prompt that was fed to the models that they're using here in their tool. So you can do that option, or you can edit with the co-pilot, which is what we're going to do again for the purposes of our test tonight. So we have our guy perched on the edge of a, again, terrifying half pipe. Let's just say that he drops into the half pipe for our animation, and click generate, and we'll see what happens. Stand by, everybody, and we'll cut forward. What the tool does here is it takes our image and takes our prompt and actually enhances it quite a bit, which is nice. And it's going to say give us options to generate with either Higgsfield, Minimax, Minimax Cartoon, Kling, Runway Gen 3. Let's just go ahead and use Kling. That was the model that did the best in our initial tests, so we'll confirm that as our option. We'll just do a quantity of one, and we'll go ahead and animate and jump ahead again for you guys. Okay, we have our generation now, and spoilers, this one's not going to compare to the one with the simple motions. So even with the production quality of the tools, and again, we just barely tapped the surface, I think, of the Real Magic platform. And I think if you went through, you edited each of these images, and you tested each one and prompted them a little bit differently, you could get a much more commercial-like output, especially because the length is so much longer. But I think if you maybe were to take the individual motion shots that like we created in the Higgsfield.create and combine those, you might have better luck than trying to do it right here organically in this tool, at least from our limited testing tonight. I'm going to stop talking and just show you the result of our trying to get our guy to drop into the half pipe here. And as you can see, if you're watching along on video right now, he basically is flying away from the half pipe. And we have some weird generation stuff going on. Although now that I'm noticing, it looks like our mountain is extending into like clouds. So he's snowboarding on top of the clouds, which is pretty cool. Wherever he's snowboarding is pretty amazing. Anyway, so again, short tests tonight with these two tools. But again, two different alternative takes now on how to use Higgsfield AI to create some video generations. I'm sticking with the easy, fast create one to keep things short form. It still appears to be where these models excel at the most. I think we'll have to count Higgsfield, at least the create option, in our test, or as a contender in our test. Maybe we'll leave the Real Magic one out of it for now. I think we need to spend some more time crafting those generations. Okay, so there you have it for tonight's marathon episode, where we made up for not having access to the tools we wanted today with doing some extra demos in Higgsfield.ai, revisiting a tool that we've covered in the past on the show. Again, this one's going up late, bit off more than we could chew on the AI Marketing Navigator tonight. Another lesson in having some pre-batched episodes, everybody. Anyway, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.